So basically, here's the steps of what we did. So we just asked her to state the belief. That's the first step.
So that's externalizing it, the concept. So it's out there. So it's not in here where you can't see it. It's out here as a something you can examine.
And then the second step is to get the positive purpose.
And notice Chris asked several times, what would achieving that get for you, or what is having that get for you, so it gets deeper and richer?
And you want to go for those robust answers, which are usually going to be safety, protection, connection, relationships, love, joy, happiness. She said an awesome life. And you're looking for the state shift that happens when you're asking that. So, and then you want to just make a mental note of that when the person gets their positive purpose so that you can incorporate that into helping them figure out their new belief. Then once you do that, have the person think about the belief, say the belief, think about it, notice where they feel it in their body.
Then pull out the words, the idea, the cause, whatever is related to it, the feelings, and get them all out there.
And so just pull all of that out of there and then get the spin direction. And as you see, sometimes it's helpful if you ask the person to point to it, and then while they're pointing, ask them which direction, and they'll usually show with their hand, and then just have them reverse it. And I found that if you can get the kinesthetic piece of the hand out and pointing and drawing the circle and reverse it, it makes it easier for them to visualize reversing the spin. And then just spin it faster and faster. And you can explode it, or you can bring it down to a 0 point, whichever way you prefer. You might even ask the person ahead of time what they prefer. Then get the gift. Then get the meaning of the gift. And sometimes, like we said earlier, people may not know, because these metaphors sometimes and symbols are nonverbal. So if they don't know, don't push it. Just say, okay, do you want to bring it in or send it out? And if they want to send it out, send it out. Get the meaning again. And then have them bring it in. And then once they bring it in, allow for that integration to take place. And that's where you can use some of your Milton language or the hypnotic language. You know, allow it to go into your body through your muscles, your cells, your DNA, your energetic being. And then bring that in. And then once that's all fully in, then ask the person, okay, so what's a new belief that would satisfy the positive purpose? And you might want to repeat whatever those words were. Like with Sky, I kept saying relationships, connections, and success. And then she was able to start forming something. And again, I wasn't really going more for the words. I was going for watching her state. And when she said, I can have my cake and eat it too, that there was really the shift. And then once she said that, then of course the secondary, which I thought was an even more well-formed belief, popped out of that, which is that I can have the relationships and the success and have an awesome life. And that's a nice, well-formed belief to carry through life.
Then you get the parasympathetic response. You know something's changing, right? You're still going hot. I don't think that's it, though. Okay, so find your partner, probably the same one that helped you pull out your positive intention. You've done the heavy lifting already, right? So you know what the belief is. You've got it well formed. You know what the positive purpose is. So reiterate that and go through it so it's all really fresh, and then go ahead and do the spinning process. So I think you could probably do it in 15 minutes each and come back about 5 o'clock.
Yes. So we have a question about the process. So, yes, Gary.
At the very end, when you get the new belief, what wording did you use? How did you get into that?
So what belief would support this? What new belief will support having what you want and the positive purpose here? So in her case, the positive purpose was both having connection or having relationships and having success. So she eventually came back and basically said that. You know, I can have, you said it in a lovely way.
Yes.
And it's, her words are going to be important. If she gets stuck, though, I might propose something, but I don't want to put my map on her. I just want to, I'll propose something she can take and change or something like
that. We're watching the state and for a color change and for whoever you're working with to say something that ultimately makes them feel good.
Now, if they come up with something that sounds very adult and intellectual, have them say it as a 12-year-old might say it. So sometimes people will want the new belief to be like a flowery new age kind of statement. You know, avalanches of abundance grow in the garden of my life, whilst I have the love that I need. And your unconscious mind's going to go, huh? So say it as a child might say it, and you'll get, beliefs go in that way. We don't, you know, I've never heard a limiting belief that was like that. It's always more like a, something a kid could say. So if a kid could say it, it's probably going to be better than something more conceptual. Yes?
What do you mean by gift?
Sorry?
Maybe I missed it. You said the gift.
The metaphor that you get back.
Yeah, maybe we should change the wording on that. And would, for some of you, is it easier to just say symbol or metaphor or archetype? Or
I like that.
Do you like gift?
The frame on a gift is you're getting a positive thing. So it's, but you spin something, you explode it, and then your unconscious will give you a metaphorical
gift,
resource or gift or symbol. So find your partner about 15 minutes each or so and come back.